We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 29 degrees at 8:30. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he wants to pull out of the previous governor's commitment to keep National Guard troops at the border.
Governor Gavin Newsom said having National Guard troops at the border is part of President Trump's manufactured border crisis. He signed an order changing the Guard's mission.
This whole thing is the theater of the absurd.
At the end of March, only about 100 of 360 troops will remain at the ports of entry alone.
Some of those efforts are legitimate, related to drug issues and related to gun trafficking.
The rest will be redeployed to engage on wildfire prep and illegal marijuana grows. Besides, Newsom asks, what about the president's deployment of active duty troops?
If you're going to add 3,750 troops to the border, why do you need the National Guard?
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The alleged ringleader of a foiled plot to massacre Somali Muslims in southwest Kansas is appealing his conviction and prison sentence.
The attorney representing Patrick Stein filed a notice of appeal Monday to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Stein was among three militia members convicted of plotting in 2016 to blow up a mosque and apartment housing Somalis in Garden City. A judge last month sentenced Stein to 30 years in prison for conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and 10 years for conspiracy against civil rights. Stein will return to federal court February 22nd for a change of plea hearing and sentencing in a separate indictment alleging possession of child pornography. The material was discovered during searches of the bomb case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss the project to build a new water treatment plant in northwest Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We've teamed with group of local engineers and builders and saved about $8 million just on the first phase alone. We're paying them about $6 million to do 30% design and help us work through what we hope will be a path to WIFIA funding. That's a federal grant that will help us keep water rates down.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Developers of a new single-terminal airport in Kansas City say the project will be completed for less than originally expected. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Airline and city aviation officials said the airport will be built for $1.5 billion rather than $1.64 billion. That news came a day after six of the eight airlines reached a long-awaited agreement on what they could spend to build the terminal. After years of debate, voters in November 2017 overwhelmingly approved replacing the three-terminal Kansas City International Airport with a single-terminal airport. The city has said no taxpayer money will be used on the project, and airlines will be responsible for cost overruns.
A suspected bigamist is behind bars.
Authorities in Ohio have captured a 43-year-old Maine man accused of being married to three different women in three states. An arrest warrant was issued last week when Michael Middleton missed a court appearance in New Hampshire, where one of his wives lives. The other wives live in Alabama and Georgia, but investigators say Middleton may be married to even more women. The Franklin County, Ohio Sheriff's Office tweeting that the Cupid of Chaos was awaiting extradition. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We get a break from precipitation for a while with a partly cloudy and chilly start to the morning. Sunshine today up to 49 for the afternoon high. It'll be clear overnight, our low 31, and then windy at times on Wednesday with a high 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 15 miles per hour and 29 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward here on a Tuesday morning. Ted?
Thank you, Steve. Red Sonja is delayed. More allegations.
Millennium Films has pressed pause on Red Sonja, Bryan Singer's next feature, following recent sexual assault and misconduct allegations that were revealed in The Atlantic. The production company had been planning to shoot the film in Bulgaria this year, but has dropped plans to do so, according to Variety. The Bohemian Rhapsody director was accused of inappropriately groping and having sexual relations with four men when they were underage. One identified accuser alleged that they had sex with Singer when they were under 18. Singer has consistently denied misconduct, calling The Atlantic piece a homophobic smear piece. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The latest round of presenters at the Oscars announced.
Black Panther stars Chadwick Boseman and Angela Bassett added to the list of presenters who will take the stage at the Dolby Theater February 24th. Also announced, Samuel L. Jackson, Javier Bardem, Emilia Clarke, James McAvoy, Laura Dern, Sarah Paulson, and Melissa McCarthy. If Beale Street Could Talk stars Stephen James and Kiki Layne, as well as Aquaman, Jason Momoa, also being tapped to join previously announced Jennifer Lopez, Daniel Craig, and last year's acting trophy winners Frances McDormand, Gary Oldman, Sam Rockwell, and Allison Janney. I'm Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at, once again, wrapping up some of the recent Grammy Awards, the top Google searches.
Google Trends reveals singer Bebe Rexha's red Mansouri dress was the most searched gown on the Grammys red carpet. The first time Grammy nominee called out designers earlier this year, claiming they didn't want to dress her because of her size. Searches for how many Grammys does Alicia Keys have spiked after her show-stopping double piano performance. Courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy, Keys, a 15-time Grammy winner, hosted the show. The most searched song of the year nominee, Shallow, by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, which won Best Pop Duo Group Performance and Best Song Written for Visual Media.
And there was a little bit of Grammy backlash for J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez hit the Grammy stage alongside host Alicia Keys, Smokey Robinson, and singer Ne-Yo to perform a medley of Motown hits. Naysayers lashed out on Twitter, calling for African-American performers to honor the genre. The singer shaking off criticism, telling Entertainment Tonight,
"You can't tell people what to love. You can't tell people what they can and can't do, what they should sing or not sing. You got to do what's in your heart."
Robinson defended Lopez, saying, "Motown is for any fan," telling Variety, "I don't think anyone who is intelligent is upset." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I agree with J-Lo. Yeah. You got to do what's in your heart.
I completely agree as well.
Sometimes I have heartburn, though.
Well, you got to deal with it, baby.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, of course, Conan O'Brien, some Grammy reaction on TBS.
Yeah, the Grammys were last night, or as my parents call it, the Who Are They's? My parents don't know who anybody is.
No, I know, except, but listen, I don't know who anybody is at the Grammys anymore.
My mother loves 2 Chainz, though.
Who Are They's?
Who Are They's?
The Devil in the White City is coming to Hulu, a TV series.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese's The Devil in the White City book adaptation is going from a film to a TV series at Hulu. The Eric Larson bestseller tells the chilling true story of two men, Daniel Burnham, the architect behind the 1893 World's Fair, and Dr. H.H. Holmes, a pharmacist and serial killer who lured his victims to their deaths in his elaborately constructed murder castle down the road from the World's Fair. The story involves the intersection of two similar plots, each embodying American ingenuity. At the dawn of the 20th century, however, one was to build and the other destroy, and they both revolve around the World's Fair. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Country music sensation Garth Brooks, once again, putting down the guitar and picking up a bat.
A country music superstar is making his return to the ball field. Garth Brooks set to take part in spring training workouts this month as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, the fourth time that the Friends in Low Places singer has suited up for a major league ball club, having previous stints with the San Diego Padres, New York Mets, and Kansas City Royals. Brooks explains his decision to put his cleats back on.
It's the 20th anniversary of Teammates. So we started with the Pods, if you remember, in 99.
Teammates for Kids allows professional athletes to pledge a certain amount of money to charity based on performance in their sport, like a QB for every touchdown they throw or a pitcher for every strikeout. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So is he any good? Can he play? I guess at one time he was a pretty good ball player.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, he's much older now.
Yeah.
But
He's doing it for charity. That's
yeah,
good.
He's doing it for charity. Yeah. It's a nice thing. It kind of gets folks a little jazzed up.
Our you buddy, want to go to one of those training camps where they have old guys show up with the veterans? And I would think I'm way past that. I can't even run or throw or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Interrupt.
Anyway, our buddy down the hall, Shane Dennis, that does Sports Daily every morning on KFH, right. He was in spring training with the Padres that year that Garth Brooks played with the Padres.
He was there as a player.
Shane was an actual prospect at the time. So he's got some good Garth Brooks spring training stories.
Okay.
He can share with us sometime. The happy birthless birthdays. Our sales director, Lisa Kreider, is celebrating her birthday today.
Again?
Happy birthday to Lisa.
That's about the third time this year Lisa's had a birthday.
She's management, so she can have
she
as many as
she wants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a good music birthday.
Bring on through to the others.
Jim Morrison, The Doors.
Yeah.
Ray Manzarek, actually. That's Jim Morrison singing there.
Yeah.
But keyboardist, songwriter Ray Manzarek, who co-founded The Doors with Jim Morrison.
Love The Doors.
Me too. Oh, man. Today would have been Ray's 80th birthday. He passed away a few years ago. Inventive melodies. He provided bass through the keyboard. Stayed active in music after Jim Morrison passed away in the early 70s. Ray Manzarek still performed with bandmates and collaborators and was a producer, too. Inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love this song, Riders on the Storm.
Oh,
love that
gosh.
Song. You know, my 8-track Doors tape in the car, played that in the car.
Yeah.
Girls love that.
Well, the Doors are just, they're timeless, man. All right, so we remember Ray Manzarek on this day. Today would have been his 80th. All right, Steve, I know you've been waiting.
Yep.
Big recap of the Bachelor action last night.
Oh, yeah. What's going
on?
Like
ABC,
what?
Of course, when Demi first showed up on the show, she was certainly hot for Colton.
Ooh. What's up?
Hi,
how are you?
Coco.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You want to come on in?
Yeah, let's talk. Hopefully, after tonight, Colton won't be the virgin anymore.
Well, I'm not sure that
that's
got accomplished.
Not very nice.
Well, last night after telling Colton that she's falling in love with him, she got the news.
You know, with you saying that you're falling in love with me tonight, you know, brings up some emotions in me because I do think about you a lot. And I do think about us. But there's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this. I can't sit here and, after hearing that tonight, and put you through a rose ceremony.
All right.
Why am I laughing?
I don't know, but it's funny.
You're out of here, baby.
It's time, that would be. We're not hearing any of this great deep conversation when you and Shelley are going out to dinner.
Oh no,
this.
These Where
geniuses.
Would you like to go, honey?
Whatever I want to do, you're going to do.
Exactly.
See? There you go.
Case closed.
There you go.
All right, well, Demi got sent home, so poor thing. Colton moves on as The Bachelor continues. We'll keep you updated, Steve.
Thank you.
As we approach the end.
Thank you so much.
Hey, The Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Repair and install appliances, and they do professional major appliance repairs, all makes and models.
Yep.
They'll get you fixed up. Good folks there. Call Terry or Rachel. Then the phone number is 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843, an effort to attract new workers to Wichita. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.